It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It is Thanksgiving week, and we're going to get to the stressful part of that in a little while. We got a really special show tonight. I'm going to introduce you to some of my girlfriends, some of the nicest, sweetest ladies who are also major lady bosses. You can find us, all of us, in our stores. There's Cannabama, 558 St. Francis Street in downtown Mobile, and 2090 Schillinger Road in West Mobile. And my new co-host, Whitney Sheldon, who is the owner of Bombay & Company CBD in Daphne. Welcome, Whitney. Tell us where your store is. Good Lord, I can't even talk tonight.
We are in Daphne, Alabama. Oh, thanks again for having me tonight.
You're welcome.
We're in Daphne, Alabama. We're at 25935 Friendship Road at the corner of 64 and Friendship.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Well, before we get started, we have a new fundraiser. It's Christmas time. Lots of kids in this area that don't have very much. Lots of kids with parents who are not in their life, possibly in prison or living in addiction. And my church, the Cave Ministries in Mobile, they are doing a children's outreach program for Christmas that they do every year. And what they do is they sort of get a wish list for each of the kids that attend church there regularly, and they raise money and try to make sure that the kids have the few things that they need or that they want for Christmas. And so I asked the pastor and his wife if we could help donate money for that. We're always asking for money for something, but it's always for a good cause, and we really appreciate it, and we always try to give back more than we get. So if you would like to donate your spare change or an extra $5 or $10 on your purchases through the 14th, that money will go toward the Cave Ministries Christmas Children's Outreach Program, and it will make Christmas really special for a lot of really sweet kids. The things that happen in kids' lives are never in their control and never their fault, and everybody falls on hard times, so we want to make sure that no kid wakes up on Christmas and doesn't have something special.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so we hope that you will be generous this season and help us to make some kids happy. And so you can do that, like I said, through the 14th at either store, and we'll try to get some sort of a PayPal link from the church so that you could donate directly to the church and you don't have to let the money go through us. I know some people, you know, would rather just donate directly. Anyway, so I think that that's a worthy cause, and it makes me happy to be able to find people continuously that we can help through just through the traffic of awesome people that come through the stores.
We will gladly do the same thing at our shop.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so Whitney, mm-hmm. My friend.
Yes.
Tell us who you are and how you got into the industry.
So I am Whitney, and I am of Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, yes.
Currently living in Daphne, Alabama. I have gotten into the industry just based off of all of the testimonials that I've heard from amazing people, all walks of life.
Right.
From the mom who just wants to alter her mood to be the best mom that she can be, to the woman who was in a wheelchair 3.5 months ago and comes walking into my store.
Right.
Those are the kind of things that I just love to hear, because I'm one of those people who overly helps people.
Mm-hmm.
So why not be a part of an industry that
right.
is healing people, not just helping them, but healing them. So
right.
that is exactly why I got into the hemp industry.
So I know you do accounting.
Oh, yeah.
I can
see
the appeal.
Shout out to Gulf Coast Tax Service.
I can see the appeal because my husband is an accountant.
Yes.
And I would pluck my eyeballs out with toothpicks if I had to do that.
Oh,
he,
man.
He actually does my taxes.
Let me tell you
and
something.
And my payroll, because
I there are going to be pre-rolls on tap this year at the accounting firm.
Yeah, free pre-roll while you get your taxes
Before
done.
Before you can sit with me, you're going to have to take some CBD.
Yeah, really. Calm down. You're making me need a pre-roll.
Right.
No, I can imagine. I I'm all creative. So just thinking about it, I drive my husband nuts. I know I do.
I'm both minded. So it is like a combative battle that just, it doesn't stop. So
See, when I have to do like the businessy things, oh, it just sucks the life right out of me. Oh. I just want to be in the middle of the store, in the middle of the room, talking to people.
Oh.
Or writing commercials or, you know, coming up with fun sales and cute graphics and stuff. I don't want to think about employment taxes.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many taxes.
Right. Mine is just about, you know, about 725 clients. Complete nonstop from December to about now.
Oh, I know. I know. I know toward the end of January. See, my husband doesn't do taxes. He's in the corporate world.
Oh, yeah, no.
So the end of January to April, we may see him 2 hours a week.
Yeah.
You know, he comes in just in time to sleep and shower, and that's it.
That's all that matters.
It's rough. It's worth it, though.
It is. That's how I've met a lot of people, I will honestly say, and great people. And it's just so fun to get to be the person who introduces on both platforms people to new things.
Right.
And just educating people and just letting them know from experience that this is really, in both worlds, thing that you should try.
Right, right. Well, I'm sure it's probably nice to be able to teach people how to manage their finances and get the most out of their returns, all those good things.
Right.
Again, I can't even speak lingo without sounding like an idiot.
It's okay.
But how awesome is it when someone comes in and says, thank you for giving me my wife back?
Right.
I mean, that's my drug of choice.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Mine too. Or my mom.
Yeah.
I get messages all the time. They're like, feel free to tell people about, oh, my mom was in the hospital and CBD was the only thing that she asked for every single night before she passed away. And it was because it helped with that anxiety of knowing that it was her time to go. And I was like, man.
Right. I know. It gets you, man. It gets you. I mean, right in the gut, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's the hardest thing I've ever done. But absolutely. That and raising my children neck and neck.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And I'm not sure which one gave me more fits, but probably the CBD. Well, I just want to say that, you know, the reason that I ask you to come and co-host with me, because sometimes people bail on me, but no one wants to just hear me talk. But also, you know, from the beginning, you know, I was kind of by myself. And then lots of other people started, you know, opening stores, and I found that no one was interested in really having relationships, which didn't really make sense to me, because if we're all here for the same thing, to help people, how much better would it be if we worked together?
Right.
I get that it's a business, and I guess me not looking at it as a business first probably helps me to not comprehend. But, you know, there's 500,000 people out here.
Right, and we all have the same common goal. And unless you're in CBD just for the money, those are the only people who have a combative nature when it comes to these kind of businesses.
I mean, we fight the bad information. We fight the stigma. We fight 80 years of propaganda. We fight the state. We fight the city sometimes. You know, we fight everybody. We can't get banking.
Sure,
you know,
cannot.
And people won't let us advertise in certain places, or they won't, you know, can't have a billboard in front of a playground. You know, it's we have a lot to combat, and I think that we should all work together. And I was so happy. I probably talked about you for two whole days. when we finally got together and had dinner, I was just so happy to be able to connect with somebody locally. I have great friends in the retail industry in other parts of the state.
Right.
And in other states. But it's been a little lonely around here. So I just want to say Whitney is legit. Whitney's honest. She has integrity. She is here for the same reason as me. And I know that for sure. And so if you're in Daphne, you're probably not coming over to Canabama anyway. I say go see her at Bombay, and she will take care of you, I believe, just as well as I would.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we have that in common, and I just really appreciate the camaraderie that comes with being able to commiserate sometimes.
Right, or just pick each other's brains.
And support each other, though.
Exactly.
And there's room for everybody, and we don't have to compete with each other.
Sure don't. People don't realize how much space and opportunity there is all over the place.
And I can't afford to have a store in every neighborhood. So
no.
It's great to have people spreading out now to make it happen. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Lorianne Armour, who has been our featured musical artist in the store every Tuesday. We just started this new thing, and I have enjoyed it so much. I met Lori when we were in this tiny little corner of Satsuma, and she was among some of our first customers, and Drew, and they are the sweetest people. And so we're going to talk to her about our coming Saturday night musical showcase. We'll be back in just a minute.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back to the show. We are talking now to Lorianne Armour. Welcome, Lori.
Thank you.
Lori has been our featured musical artist in Canabama West Mobile every Tuesday afternoon. And she comes and she plays her songs. Some of them are originals. Some of them are covers. They're all amazing. Sometimes Drew comes and harmonizes, and it's the sweetest thing y'all have ever seen. They are precious. So the culmination of this is our first big Saturday night social. I know it sounds a little 1950s to say social, but it's a smoking social.
Very cool.
Yeah. So we are going to feature Lori. And we have DeLuna, and the Speaking Sparrows is your group, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Because I was like, who's the Speaking Sparrows, and why isn't Lori on here? And he's like, that's her band.
Yeah.
I'm old. Neighbors Through the Wall, Compton, and...
I've been having trouble saying this name.
Canary. I don't...
It sounds interesting.
I can't wait to meet this person.
Yeah.
Is it a boy name or a girl name? I don't know.
I know this person is a poet.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I've heard.
I think it's a dude.
Okay.
I'm excited either way.
I am too.
And it says host Jenny B. I was joking when I said, just put Jenny B because it'll sound so cool.
It sounds so cool.
It sounds so lame. So tell us a little bit about what we can expect.
Sure. So my band, the Speaking Sparrows, we are a folk trio. So I play guitar and sing. We've got a stand-up bass player and the violin and a mandolin player.
Oh,
and
wow.
So we have a lot of fun. We play mostly my original tunes, lots of really pretty harmonies, lots of really fun upbeat stuff. But yeah, and I'm really excited to hear all the other bands also.
I know. Well, one of the guys in DeLuna is one of my employees' brother, Ashley. Ashley that works in the downtown store.
Yeah. Oh, is that Dalton Muse?
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I've never actually heard his band before.
Yeah.
He's such a cool guy.
Yeah, I met him at the Nappies.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Ashley's so sweet. So her brother was so nice. They just, I need to meet their mama.
Oh.
They probably got a real good mama.
Probably so.
Well, so we're going to do this from 5 to 8.
Okay.
It's $10.
Yep.
But... you get a pre-roll, which is worth $10.
Heck yeah.
So basically, you're getting a half-price pre-roll, and the rest is going to go to pay for the band, and so y'all don't go home broke.
Appreciate that very much. Thank you so much.
Because I can't afford to pay you. But we got some fire pits in case it's cold. Bring your own camp chair. We're going to have coffee and tea and drinks. Maybe I will have some time after Black Friday to make some edibles. Not sure. Can't promise you. But we're going to have five different local artists, and it's going to be fun. And my landlord's super cool. He listens to the show. So, Mr. Elkins, if you're listening, thank you very much. Everyone's excited. But we'll be able to smoke together. And you know, our customers have been asking us to do this for a long time, so I'm excited. Tell us about what you're doing personally, musically.
Sure. So I am in the midst of working on my first full-length album. It is called Led by the Light, and it will be released March of 2020, hopefully.
Yeah.
So I've released one single from that album already, the title track, Led by the Light. I released that back in September, which you can find on Spotify and iTunes and Apple Music and all of the social media platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And I am releasing my second single off of the album December 1st. It's called Stuck in This City. And It's going to be on all social media platforms as well. And I actually just finished filming my first music video for that single.
How did it go?
It was so much fun.
I bet. It sounded like fun.
The video producer's name is Chad Kirtland, and he does a lot of like independent films over in Fairhope. He did The Giving Box last year, 2018 mm-hmm. short film. It was really awesome.
That is so cool.
We spent about 4 hours downtown Mobile Saturday night, had a bunch of friends and family stop in. You'll see some familiar faces, so I'm really excited.
That sounds good. It's a sad song.
It is a sad song.
Yeah.
It's called Stuck in the City.
You sang it in the store, right?
Yes.
I think that's one of the ones I got to hear. It is. All her songs are great, though. All her songs are great.
Thank you so much.
People like you and Simone... Simone French.
That's my girl.
Why are these people sitting in a bar in Mobile? What is happening? Ugh, she's going to be coming down in December.
Oh, is she going to be the?
I think she's
going to
do
artist?
The. I don't know if she's doing resident, but she's doing the December showcase.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're going to be doing a showcase once a month?
Last Saturday of the month.
Very mm-hmm. cool. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting.
And if everybody likes it and there's demand, we'll do it every other week.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I have a few plans. I like to, you know, take things to the next level.
Yeah.
My mind's always going, so I think that, you know, especially for anybody who's listening who is a fan of all forms of cannabis, I think that the more that we teach people and show them that it's harmless
mm-hmm.
and it's not hurting anyone, it's actually helping people and it becomes normal,
yep.
it won't be such a huge leap to ask a politician to vote for legalization
yep,
and to decriminalize and mm-hmm. to expunge records.
Yep.
We have to right a lot of wrongs.
Yep.
So I'm excited. I'm excited to bring local musicians in. You know, most people don't know this about me, but I was a vocal music major, and I used to be the one that would stand up on a table in a restaurant, dare me. Yeah. I was Rizzo my senior year. It was fun. And I didn't, you know, because I was in addiction for 10 years, I kind of let that go. And I don't like to talk about it too much because it makes me sad. But it was a huge part of my life. So mm-hmm. music is like, if I have good music, I can survive anything.
I hear you.
Anything.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need to make yourself sad by listening to music just so you'll purge.
Yes, exactly.
Purge.
So you feel something.
I mean, just... sweet misery.
Yeah, I got you.
I was a music major, and then I decided to stay home and be a mama. And being a mama almost killed me. So it's special to me to be able to bring someone like you into the store and watch you in your prime and so much younger than me. And just, you're so much more talented than me, though.
Oh,
I could never play an instrument.
Mm.
I didn't have the patience.
Yeah. And it does take some patience, that's
it
for
does,
sure.
It does. And it takes, we didn't have a whole lot when I was growing up, so lessons cost money. And
yeah.
a lot of times it came down to that. But
yeah.
But I still love it. It's still just a lifeline to me a lot of times. I make crazy playlists and stuff. Just, I have labeled them by my feelings.
Yeah. I love that.
Uh-huh. Yes, one just says pain. Just purge. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I think it's awesome, though, because we want people to support local business, so mm-hmm. we want people to support local art. You know, I'm hoping that we can find some local artists that want to put their artwork up in the store.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And get some exposure that way. You know, bring in the community. I'm here to make relationships with people.
Yeah, and that's
I'm here to
incredible.
To support my community, and I know that my community has supported me. And, you know, I'd probably been to downtown 5 times in my life before I opened that store. And I've been here 15 years.
Yeah.
But the downtown community has just been so amazing.
Isn't it incredible? It's so supportive.
It is.
I find I meet new people.
So much cooler than me. So much more important than
Same.
Me.
Same.
You know, it's like, you know, they think it's cool to come mm-hmm. into a shop and be able to buy cannabis. And it's legal and no one cares.
Yep.
And so I am not ashamed of how much I lean on that to look cool. I have a teenage son and a middle school age daughter. I got to take what I can get.
You are the cool mom.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I was talking to a guy today about engineering my own strain. Uh-huh. And I said, I think I want to call it Boozer's Mom, because that's pretty much what I'm known for up where I live in Sarah Lynn, Boozer's Mom. So, yes, cannabis has done a lot for me. All right, well, we're going to go to a break in just a minute. When we come back, I want to talk to Whitney some more. We want to talk about being thankful. We want to talk about Black Friday, which I'm still not going to reveal all.
Oh,
I'm going to do that like the night before.
I'm excited to hear
I have
those.
So many cool things.
I can't
and
wait.
I'm a terrible secret keeper, but
I'm
doing good. Yes, my husband will tell you. I don't shop till Christmas Eve because I'll just give it all away. But anyway, we're going to talk about our Black Friday specials at Cannabama and at Bombay. And then we're going to talk to another really cool girl who's probably about your age, who lives in Birmingham, and she has started up a more of a technological business in the cannabis industry.
Ooh.
She's got a cool service that I'll get to be one of the first to use, and certainly the first down here, and I'm excited about that. I've been wanting to tell about this for so long.
That's
but
exciting.
We're getting ready to launch it, and I'm excited to talk about it with her and listen to her story about how she got into the cannabis industry and just put on full display how cool the ladies in cannabis in Alabama are, and really show other women that, you know, in a male-dominated, you know, the majority of people in the industry are middle-aged white men. So, and especially in certain areas of the country,
mm-hmm.
they talk to you a little dumb.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
But this is empowering.
Yeah.
You guys are empowering.
Yeah.
You're good
We're
examples.
Doing it anyway.
Yeah.
We're doing it. And no one in the industry knows what they're doing. It's all new to everybody.
Yeah.
So it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to do the wrong thing. And it's okay to say the wrong thing. As long as it's not against the FDA.
Yeah.
That you can go to jail for.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll be back in just a minute, and thank you, Lorianne, for being on the show and for coming and entertaining us all month.
Thank you so much.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back, everybody. We were just talking to Lorianne about our musical showcase on Saturday night, which is also Small Business Saturday. But before we get into sales talk, given the week, you know, I want to make sure it's real easy in the chaos of what we do to sort of forget about all the things that we're thankful for. And I just thought I'd ask, you know, what are you most thankful for, Whitney, in your business?
Ooh, in my business? I would have to say the clients.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like you can't even feel bad calling them clients because you get right. to know them so well. It's like you kind of feel like you're a part of their family. And I would hope that I would be the same thing towards them. But
right.
without them, we wouldn't even be a business. So that's what I would honestly say I'm probably most thankful for, just building relationships with the people in my community. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely what my answer is too, because, you know, it's been 15 months now, I think. And just from day one, I met so many different types of people. You know, some of them came and went. Some of them are still here. Some of them I haven't even met yet because they've been to one of the stores when I'm in the other one.
Right.
Which is weird because it used to be at a pace where I did know everyone's face and name. And now because of I can't be in two places at once, I have customers that I haven't actually met.
Yeah. You don't know them yet.
But when they come in, it's funny when I'm in like the downtown store and I've been in West Mobile a while, you know, because we've been getting that store off the ground. I will see someone I've never seen before come in, but they make a beeline to one of my employees, and they wrap them up and hug them, and, you know, like they're related to each other.
Exactly.
But they're customer and employee, you know, and they light up, and they all have favorites, you know. And we get so much support from those people. They know us. and we know them, and we know what they need, and we try to anticipate that. When we get new products
right.
that are better than ones we've had before, because the products are evolving pretty quickly, we know the companies we can trust, and when something new comes out, we think of these people and say, hey, I got this. You got to try this.
Oh, yeah. Joe's going to love that.
Yeah. Yes. Miss Rose is going to love this one.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and we're thinking about, I'm thinking about my customers at 2 a.m. if I'm up doing something, you know.
Oh, yeah. Anything shop related, it's constantly, it's like, as you said, things do evolve fast, but it's like you just have to say, is this going to work with them?
I tell you, I say it all the time. I could never, ever, ever work this hard to sell shoes or handbags.
Oh, man, no.
Not enough money in the world.
Oh, right.
It's hard work.
It is that. And then so hard to make the decisions. Like, you are making every decision based off your client volume. It no longer is about you anymore.
Right.
Of course, it's like you want it to pass like your... Oh, what's the word I'm even looking for? Like, you quality test. Like,
yes,
it has to
course.
Be of quality. But it's like, you can't sit there and be like, oh, I don't want to carry this strain because I don't like the way it tastes.
Yeah, but Ms. Rose likes it.
Exactly,
you keep it just for her. That's exactly right.
The world is so against this right now, and we're going to stop carrying that. But we know that our customers love it so much, and it's helping them so much. So it's like, you can never sit there and make selfish decisions when it comes to this business at
right,
all.
Right, right, right. Well, and that's, you know, I have a lot of different product brands.
Right.
And
me too.
If you walked in and had never seen any of them, it would be an overwhelming amount of information to learn as the one teaching. But I have lovingly and diligently vetted these companies and spent a lot of time and effort knowing the owners of these companies, getting to know every single detail. I can tell you off the top of my head pretty much anything you could ask about every one of those brands that I carry. I may have 30 brands, and that may seem overwhelming to a stranger, but to me, I know them like they are my 30 children, and I know my customers that well, and it's not that hard.
It's no, I so agree with that. It's like you can't
by the
just
time
have...
it gets to the shelf, I could quote the whole
yeah.
brochure.
Right, that, and you just can't have three things.
Right, right.
People,
there are so many
age,
different
have got
preferences.
To have options. If there's over 4 ways that you can put cannabis into your body,
right?
Why
right.
would you only have
right.
a select few of those options when there is a plethora
right.
of things in the world right now? Like,
right.
And there's some amazing brands out there. And
yes.
It's like you cannot sit there and just put one
right.
and expect someone to just be satisfied with that when
right.
there's maybe 5 great options, and why not give them the option to have one of each
right.
one of those things?
Yeah.
So.
And the companies that I do business with, you know, if I have 5 different types of topicals, because some people like the lower potency stuff that has menthol, some need the high potency without, and there's every manner of roller and topical salve, topical cream, topical lotion, you know, everybody has a preference.
Exactly.
So, and there's budgets to consider.
Like always, you always have to consider.
Not everybody
that.
Can afford to spend $100 on a topical product.
No.
But some people can, and their situation warrants it. But if, you know, in my store, if you have to spend anywhere near that much money, you're going to get the most potent product available.
Right.
And you're going to get every bit of your money's worth. And it's still going to be below the industry standard.
Exactly. I live for that every day. I have to make sure that Bombay offers customers price-friendly products across
right.
the
but
board.
That's why I designed my own logo and my yeah. own T-shirts and my own brochures. And
yes.
my own,
you are a
I
brand.
Can't afford a marketing director yes. and I can't afford a graphic artist.
Right. You
but
have to become all of that
right.
in one. You have to embody your company. I don't have a lot of hands in my business. I could honestly say when I go
right.
to sleep at night, Whitney is the one that is behind Bombay.
Good or bad.
Or
you
and
made
ugly.
The decision.
Right.
Yeah.
It's always me. I have to sit there, and when I lay my head down,
yeah,
it was me that did that.
And yeah.
You can do the exact same thing. You are Cannabama.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I have a good staff. I've been here a little bit longer. I have a little bit more of traffic to warrant the customer, the employees that I have, but I teach them as well as I teach my customers. And I wouldn't leave them alone if I didn't think that they could do what I do.
Right.
And, you know, I don't think there's another business that could say they were better than my staff.
Right.
They may be better than me, but they're not better than my staff.
That's great. So, yeah, I've been blessed with Bubba, and I don't.
Yeah.
think I could go a day now without having them there. So it's been great.
Yeah, it's exciting to have people that are like-minded. I want to introduce Aaron Kirk. Aaron, are you there?
Hi.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. Welcome to the show. Aaron is the founder of the Vento app, and she's the orchestrator of all the new Canabama services that we are about to talk about. but Aaron, cool. Tell us a little bit about yourself first. You know, tell us who you are. Tell us what you do.
All right. So it's so good to be on with so many other talented entrepreneurs and musicians, obviously. I salute you all.
Thank you.
And I am very glad to be in such good company.
Well, I've been on fire since we met last weekend, so I'm real excited to have you join this little weird club.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited to hear all that you have to offer.
Yes, I've been talking you up, girl.
This little tribe.
Yep.
All right, so I'm the founder and CEO of Vento. Vento is a CBD delivery service offering monthly and on-demand delivery for CBD. Essentially, we are a three-tier marketplace for CBD, CBD and hemp goods, or simply put, DoorDash for CBD.
That's right. DoorDash for CBD.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Can we have a round of applause?
It's been a long time coming, guys.
Oh, yeah, so, we know.
Vento started pretty much the same way a lot of startup founders start their companies today. No money on an outdated MacBook in a coffee shop.
Oh, yeah.
And at the time, I was experiencing major issues with anxiety and migraines and learning to code in a corporate design job.
Mm.
So naturally, it wasn't long before I thought out something a little different, both in career and self.
Right.
So Vento 1.0 was created in a weekend as a side project. And as you and I discussed earlier, Jennifer, or last weekend over lunch, it was originally prohibited from processing online CBD sales due to differing regulations between states.
Right.
So Stripe wasn't having it.
Right.
So we wanted to help people. But at that time, in October 2017, the marriage of tech and government still was not set in stone for this industry.
Right.
But we knew it could work anywhere for anyone just in time.
Right.
So,
that's about almost exactly end of October, beginning of November is when I got into CBD.
Yeah.
Talking about it. It was nowhere to be found and no one knew what it was. So if I have to struggle for banking now, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, that was kind of the thing. And we originally were going to do something similar. It's a little different now, but that's how we started.
Mm-hmm.
And so starting a business is lonely. I've been listening to the show since it started, but I wanted to touch on something. Like, starting a business is lonely, especially mm-hmm. for women. And even with a large community behind you, adding even more fuel to the fire, we take into consideration that we are all using CBD and hemp ourselves to
right.
medicate with some of the major pressures
and absolutely.
Anxiety for living.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely.
So, talking about... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, finish telling us about the service. What can we expect? Now, I guess I can just go ahead and say we are launching our online store finally, now that we have consistent, good merchant services. I never wanted to start something that I would have to stop, and I didn't want to be inconsistent, and we were pretty busy. But now that I have a good, steady, very educated, very trained staff, everybody's, even the new ones, are really rolling with the punches. I think we're ready for that. And now we are also integrating that with Vento and offering delivery service from both stores, where just like with DoorDash, you can order up some Wendy's or some Chick-fil-A, and in 45 minutes it comes to your door hot and ready. Same for us. You will be able to go on the website, right?
Absolutely. You'll be able to go to canabama.com, order products from their site, and have it delivered to you in under an hour. You'll also be able to receive SMS notifications to let you know when your order is complete and when your driver's on the way with your order.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I get excited when I forget to order lunch till it's like ravenous. And that text saying they're on their way, I'm like, yes, I'm going to meet them in the front yard.
I love Cody. Yes.
Yes. Yes, so
that's kind of the way I am about CBD as well.
Well, and
I think all of us are.
Yes, well, I think it's a great time of year to start this because everybody's going to be running around crazy, you know, the stress of cooking and having Thanksgiving dinner and then just being around family sometimes enough to make you batty. And the stress of the holidays and, you know, kids being on vacation and having to juggle that with your job and gifts and spending and trying to remain in your budget, all that pressure to go to parties and stuff like that. I think it's a perfect time to be able to say, hey, we get it. Let us bring it to you. You don't have to get up from your desk or wherever you're at, and we'll bring it to you, you know. So I'm really, really excited about that. We're going to go to a commercial for just a minute, but when we come back, we'll finish talking about this, and we'll end with Black Friday since I accidentally skipped that part.
Hey.
I'm excited because I forgot my list of sales at home, but I think I got it on the top of my head.
You can't give them everything.
No.
You can give them a little taste.
We're going to give teasers, but we'll have the website. You'll be able to get deals on the website and order no matter where you're at, and you'll be able to get delivery. So we'll be back in just a minute with Aaron Kirk and Whitney Sheldon.
Hey.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
Welcome back, everybody. This is our fourth and final segment of the show tonight. We are talking with Whitney Sheldon, the owner of Bombay & Company CBD store in Daphne, and Aaron Kirk, who is the owner, CEO and founder, of Vento, a delivery service app that's like DoorDash for cannabis. And Canabama gets to be the first in the South Alabama region to launch this this coming week. I think maybe tomorrow, maybe. Are we almost ready?
We'll say Wednesday.
Okay. Wednesday. Yes. That way no one's disappointed. I'm 15 minutes late everywhere I go, so it probably will be Wednesday.
Do you guys know how many people are going to be looking for this business online tonight?
I hope so.
Trying to figure out... Are they hiring drivers?
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, because I have two stores.
Right.
So there will be delivery within the radius of downtown.
Yes.
And West Mobile. And those don't really overlap too much. They'll come together and end up covering the entire Mobile area.
Right.
So that's exciting. And I really want Erin, when she's done with me, I'm going to let you have her.
Yes.
But only you.
Right on.
Only you. Because you're the only one who's sweet to me.
Oh, yes.
And you're going to take care of Daphne and Fairhope and Spanish Fort and all that whole crew over there.
I will.
I'm going to take care of Mobile County.
I'll do it with pride.
Absolutely. And it's okay if you steal some of my customers with delivery service. It's okay. I trust you with
them.
Okay.
I appreciate that. And I accept all guidance. And
Yeah. Just tell them I said hey sometimes.
I will.
Aaron, how have people received this? Have you really talked with anybody? I know that John Parker is using the service, and he just started, about a week ago, 2 weeks ago?
No, we actually started back in September.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize it had been that long.
Yeah.
That's
We've been
awesome.
Kind of low-key at first, trying to feel it out.
And right. Work out the kinks. That's what's terrifying. I think that's probably why I haven't been as vocal about it. I have a couple super fans that love to trash anything I do. So I wanted to keep this close to the vest because I've wanted to do this for a long time, and I couldn't figure out how to make it work and not cost a fortune and negate the whole point.
Right. My neighbor's been trying to figure this out for the longest time. He's an older gentleman. Mm-hmm. And as soon as he knew that me and my husband were opening up a CBD shop, he was like, I will be your guy's delivery man.
My UPS guy in West Mobile. He was like, if you ever decide to do delivery, I'm your man.
Right.
I was like, 2 days later, I met her.
Isn't that amazing?
And I think I told you at lunch, Aaron, my UPS guy will work for you.
Yeah.
They're just happy to be able to be a part of it. And that's my favorite thing about all the people who've come in and
embraced it.
Yeah. I wish I could hire all 5,342 people who would like to have a job, but there's just not enough jobs to go around.
Wow.
I was exaggerating.
Well,
Just a little bit.
Maybe. Just a little.
Okay, Erin, so let's hope
people
this...
definitely have received it well, just to answer your question there.
Yeah.
We definitely try to feel everybody out individually.
Right.
And after a while of doing it just on demand in Birmingham, customers loved it so much, they started asking about monthly products getting delivered.
Oh.
So last week, we introduced the Vento Box.
Okay.
Basically, we curate a monthly selection of the highest quality CBD and hemp goods from around the country. And obviously, you know, you and I have been talking about some things. So December Box, look out, guys. And we deliver them to your door every month.
Yep.
And
that's
so,
going to be fun.
Yeah, people really love delivery. People love...
I love delivery. It is the best thing since the internet, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It really is. I get it. Delivery groceries, ordering clothes online.
Amazon,
I get it.
Prime.
Oh, Lord. I don't know. Westmobile is Amazon and Wayfair.
I mean,
my Westmobile store is Amazon and Wayfair and a little bit of Target.
Yep.
But now it's going to be Vento.
Yeah.
That's so amazing. I think that's so cool. Wow.
Yes, I'm excited. And so on the website, you'll be able to get Black Friday deals and Cyber Monday deals. It's all new to us. I would say that while we do work out the kinks, I have no idea if anybody's even going to want to use it. But I want, you know, as soon as I do have it available, nobody will want to use it. But people have asked. And, you know, we had a very minimal website before. So we're going to offer a good bit of what we have in the store and always try to keep refining what we have, because we don't want to stick with one thing if there is something better.
Right.
And something more affordable, because the prices are going to go down. We have a lot more biomass. One of the biggest problems is we have too much biomass and not enough processors.
Right. I heard that's going on crazy in California right now.
Everywhere. And so the only people who can use Alabama flower right now are processors.
Right.
Which, let's don't go there.
Right.
But anyway, I appreciate, Erin, all the help that you've given to me. And you've given me some huge solutions to things I've wanted to implement for a long time. I appreciate your intellect. And like I was talking about with Whitney earlier in the accounting, I could not do what you do. And I am not ashamed to say it and say, I'm going to step back and let you do your thing and let you shine. And then I'm going to say, hey, look what she did.
Right.
And you're officially CannaFam.
I love it.
CannaFam. Anyway, real quick before we get done, Black Friday, what you got, Whitney? Just give us a little taste.
I'm going to give it a little taste. We are doing a stocking with 12 items for $60.
Really?
There are limited quantities.
What's the retail value of the stocking if you were to buy each individual item?
It's over $80.
There you go. We've got two gift sets.
Okay.
We've got a Clean Remedies gift set. It's worth $175. It'll be on sale for $135, and it's got a little bit of everything. And Clean Remedies is the brand I personally use and endorse more than anything. And then we have something very new, and I know no one else has it. And it is going to appeal to the bougiest, Bath and Body Works lovin'est.
Bougiest. Love it.
Yes. Bath and Body Works.
Smell good.
Lovin'est.
Gotta have it, girls in town.
Word.
And it has CBD in it, so it's great for your skin, and it smells amazing. It looks, smells, feels like the best stuff you could get from the places we pay $16 and $18 a bottle for lotion. But this is all natural. It will not give you cancer. It will not make you sick or affect your hormones. It will actually help you with aches and pains and skin conditions, and it'll make your achy elbows and your ashy knees look and feel so good. I love it. It helps my ashy knees.
I got in a little sample from them, and I can honestly say I got distracted by customers in the shop, and they so broke into my pump bottle.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I was like, hey.
We have 5 pump bottles out as testers. They sent us a free set of testers.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
And they were like, what is this, and how do I get it?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, patience.
Well, it has a a body lotion, a body butter, B-U-D-D-E-R. It has a bubble bath.
Right.
And these are 4 different flavor sets.
Right.
When I say flavor, it's scent.
Scent.
They smell so good. It's I like a flavor, though.
You can.
The Pineapple Express.
You can taste it.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sure if you ate it, it wouldn't hurt you either.
Listen, I tried a sprinkle off of a bath bomb.
But these bath bombs are huge.
They are. They're beautiful.
Oh, and the Sugar High bath bomb is so cute. And then Petty Bombs, which are mini bombs. And you can use those for pedicures. And they're great when your feet are aching. And then there is a men's line. And the name of it is so cute. It's called Sativa Steve.
Yes.
And it is 18-year-old boy approved at my house.
Well, that's great.
And a couple of my male customers tried out the lotion. They were excited about getting Black Friday deals on Sativa Steve. So I'm excited. Yes. But anyway, we're going to do some really cool stuff. And then Saturday night we have our social. So I just want to thank Whitney and I want to thank Aaron. This was so fun.
It was great.
I really hope we have lots of reasons to do this again. And it's always fun to know the people you're talking to. I'm super proud of both of you because what we do is not easy. Just as new entrepreneurs, it's not easy, but in this industry, you know, and I just love and respect both of you. Whitney, tell us again where we can find you on social media.
Bombay Daphne on Facebook and How Can I Hemp You on Instagram.
All right. And look for us this week, Cannabama.com, for online sales and Vento delivery service. Y'all have a good week and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.